Om Shanti. This is the Avyaktavani of 15th October 2004 in the series of Mera Baba, point number 49. The heading is Babdada's love for every child is more than that for the next. Explanation. Babdada has equal love for all the children everywhere. Even if someone is the last number, according to his effort, Babdada still has the same love for even the last one. In fact, together with love, he also has mercy for the last number, that this one, who is the last, should go fast and come first. How have all of you, who have come from so far away, reached here? God's love has pulled you here, has it not? You came here having been pulled by the strings of love. So Babdada has love for everyone. Do you believe this, or do you have the question as to whether Baba has love for you or whether he has less love? Babdada's love for every child is more than that for the next. And this love from God is the basis of the special sustenance of you children. What does each one of you think? That your love for the father is greater, or that the love of someone else is greater and that yours is less? Do you think in this way? You believe that your love for Baba is greater, do you not? It is like this, is it not? Pandavas, each one of you would say, my Baba. You wouldn't say that he is the Baba of the center in charge, that he is the Baba of Dadi, or he is the Baba of Janki Dadi. Would you say that? No. You would say, my Baba. Since you said mine, and the father also said mine, the children belong to the father, and the father belongs to the children. Say from your heart with love, my Baba, and efforts will change into love. As soon as you say, my Baba, that sound reaches Baba. And the father gives extra help. However, it is the deal of the heart. It is not the deal of words. It is the deal made with the heart. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 15th October 2004. Baba is talking about love. Baba is saying that he loves each and every child, even the one who is last, because he knows everyone's speciality. So, and what do you think? Do you think that you love father more than everybody else, or do you think that he is the father of the dadi or center in charge? What do you say? Baba is saying, everybody says my Baba. So again he is saying one more thing here. You say from the heart, whenever you say from the heart, my Baba, the efforts will change into love. And as soon as you say, my Baba, that sound reaches Baba. As soon as you say, my Baba, that sound reaches Baba. But that sound should come from the heart. It should come from the very core of the heart. It should come from the very depth of the being. If it just on the surface, it is not going to reach him. Baba has said, this is the sauda, this is the deal of the heart. It is not the deal of words. It is not the deal of sentences. It is not the deal of show-off. It is not the deal of exhibition. It is the deal of what you are in the depth of your being. It is the deal of your true love for God. When the voice comes out like that, that time it reaches. Otherwise it doesn't reach him. In the Bhagavata Purana, in Indian scriptures, there is a chapter on Trikut Parvat. There is a mountain called Trikut. There is a story given there that there was a lake, and in that lake many elephants were there, and they used to swim and play gaj. It's known as in Hindi. So it so happens in that Trikut mountain, in that lake, once elephant, whilst playing with his family, the elephant, his wife, children, everybody was playing in that mountain, in that lake, and all of a sudden a crocodile comes and catches the leg of that elephant. And that elephant tries to call his wife, his children, but everybody goes away. Nobody responds. And then that moment, he calls out from his heart the name of Narayan, and it is shown that the Narayan comes. And he, with his discus, he cuts the throat of that crocodile. So this is the story of Gaj and Graha, that elephant and crocodile. Gajendra Moksham, the chapter known, the name of the chapter is Gajendra Moksham. So he, it is the ultimate deliverance. That, but here again it is shown that the Lord comes only and only when you call from the heart. When the call has to be so deep and so intense, then only he comes. Otherwise he will not come. That's why Baba is saying, say from your heart with love. With a loveful heart, with a heart which is brimming with love, with a loveful heart, my Baba, and then the efforts will change into love. As soon as you say my Baba, that sound reaches Baba. That sound crosses everything, all the barriers. Clouds, stars, moons, suns, earths, everything it crosses and goes and crosses even subtle world and reaches supreme abode. So it has to come with love, one. Second thing, it is not the deal of words. It is a deal which is made with the heart. So here again, what Baba has said is,
He
is merciful for even the last child. The chapter to be learned from here is that, look at Baba's vision, how he looks at this divine family. No matter how many imperfections, flaws, defects, his children has got, or particular children, but he still says that I love each and everyone. While we get biased, we get prejudiced, because we stay with them, we look at their faults, failings, imperfections, we know their, weaknesses, or you say mannerism, or their particular set of mindset, or particular set of their sanskars. So we are prejudiced in dealing with them. But look at Baba. He knows not only one birth, but he knows all the births. And still, he is so much benevolent, he is so much merciful. He is looking at the very from a broader perspective. While our vision is very tubular, we are looking only at the present sanskar. This person, he has spoken untruth. This person, I have seen him sleeping during Amrit Vela. This person is not getting up early in the morning. This person is not churning murli. This person is not talking sweetly. This soul is not following Srimad accurately. We look at the all these external things. But look at when Baba comes in Diamond Hall, how he sits there. He sits and look at his vision. What a vision, what a drishti he gives to the entire hall, even though he knows that whatever homework he had given last time, none of them has done. He knows this. He knows this, that not a single one of them has done the homework. He has given homework for 1 month, he has given homework for 1 week, he has given homework for 6 months. He even knows that whatever murlis I narrated last time, there are many of them who have not even read them. There are others who have read, but they have not done homework. There are others who have read, who have done the homework for few months and then forgotten. There are others who are just coming and sitting here, and even now some of them are sleeping. There are others who are just interested in show off, in photographs, in stage business. He knows all of these things. It is not that he doesn't know. He knows each and everyone. He has said in the Sakar Murlis, I know everything. You cannot deceive him. You cannot say that he doesn't know things. Bible it is written, he that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that planted the eye, shall he not see? He who has given you eye, will he not see? He who has given you ears, will he not hear? He hears everything, he sees everything, he knows everything. He is Jani Jananhar. He is omniscient. He is all knowledgeable. He knows each and every thought of yours. He knows you even more than what you know yourself, of yourself. So, he is that omniscient, all knowledgeful God. But look at his detached observership. He sits and he sees. And even not, he is trying to make efforts within. Keep these are fallen souls, but I have to talk nicely with them. Not like that. His vision is also elevated vision. Take up any Avyakta Murli and first one paragraph. You are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. You are the light of the world. You are the lamps of the world. Without you, the world is desert. You are everything. You are the highest, you are the holiest, you are the greatest, you are the mightiest, you are the loyalest, you are the most beautiful people of this world. You are the glory of the world. You are the fragrance of... Baba has come to take the fragrance next Sunday's Murli. Baba, the master of the garden has come to take the fragrance. Each and every flower is fragrant. Each and every flower is fragrant. Baba has come to take that fragrance. Look at his feelings. Look at his emotions. Look at the way his mind works. Look at his thoughts. Look at his drishti. Look at his vritti. Look at his attitude. Look at his perspective. Look at his viewpoint. Look at his words. Look at his actions. Look at his detached observership. Just as I am, you become my photocopy. Last Sunday's Murli. You have to become photocopy. You copy him, not the worldly souls. Yesterday's slogan. So, the aim of this Brahmin life is to become as he is. It's a very great job. It's a very great task. Because he doesn't stay here. He comes, he says and he goes away. But we have to stay here. That is one thing. We have to stay here amidst everyone. And still, because Brahma Baba showed that in his own lifetime, how to do that. That is that we also have to do what he did. So first thing is here, he has love even for the last. I have seen a very subtle observation. As a person starts becoming a tibra purusharthi, intense purusharthi, he develops a subtle hatred for those who don't do any purusharth. If you start doing a very powerful Amrit Vela, okay, from 2 o'clock every day, and then you see others, they are coming late and sleeping, you feel you have less, not very powerful good feelings for them. So this is one of the obstacles in the path of Tivra Purusharthi, intense effort maker. Look at Baba, he knows everyone. He has seen Brahma Baba also. Shiva Baba has seen Brahma Baba doing Purusharth on the same planet. And he has seen the least Purusharthi soul. But his feeling for both of them was same even at that time. So working at the level of feelings, working at the level of emotions, not to have any hatred for any soul of this world. Hatred is a very big word. Not to have even dislike.
In one more like 6 virtues. Even 35 is not there, he is still my child.
Yeah, he is my child because his vision is like that. But we get tainted, biased, that slant comes in our heart. So, this is one thing to be learnt. Last thing is, what Baba said is here, about love of God. How to increase this love for God? How to increase love for Baba? What to do? Sushil bhai, what we should do so that our love for Baba increases?
Attainment for whatever we
have. Yeah?
Love for all brothers and sisters.
That we are doing already. Tell those things which we are not doing.
We have to be
whatever love that is there, how to increase it, how to make it double? Whatever love you have for God at present, how to make it double?
Try to become equal to the Father.
Okay, try to become equal to the Father, but still, what are the something, huh? Whatever homework he gives, you have to do it very sincerely. Okay, then what else? This is something everybody knows. Tell something else. Recall? Recall what he has given you, remember all your attainments, all your treasures and everything, or your fortune. What? Follow Father. Tell something else. Walk? Walk more on the values and truth, okay? Still, something more. Is there something which is responsible for us not loving him? For us less love? What is that factor? We go to other people, okay? Then, what will we should do so that our love for God increases? We are doing all of these things, following Srimad, following the Brahmin codes of conduct of Brahmin. Have all relationships with him, of course. Then? Okay, you are intoxicated and you feel that yes, he has met you after a long time. But still, what else?
What is the exact
My question is how to increase love of God. What you are doing at present, that is accepted. That is all for you are loving God. But whatever love you have for Shiva Baba, what you are supposed to do, that love becomes double. Yes. Even better word is Vairag. The one thing which is missing, or whose discussion is very less now in Brahmin family, is Vairag. Renunciation. Dispassion. Disinterest. Because in this path of Brahmin life, somewhere we are attached to so many things. Worldly things, temporal things, worldly people, worldly objects, worldly facilities of the science, and so many things that spark of Vairag is missing. And the path of God's love is based on intense Vairag. Unlimited disinterest, unless and until you have within you, you cannot expect to increase that love of God. Unlimited expect. You don't want anything of this world. This desire, you know, desire. Desire is such a thing that causes you so much restlessness. Misery, pain, suffering, pangs, everything. Unless and until you develop that intense Vairag, you cannot progress in God's love. No matter whatever you are doing everything. But that spark of Vairag is missing. So that intense Vairag is there. There is a very good story about that hawk. Hawk, you know, Chil. So that hawk is carrying a dead rat. Okay? And flying. That hawk is carrying a dead rat and is flying. And that about many, many hundreds of other hawks are chasing that hawk. One hawk. And that one hawk who is carrying the dead rat is not understanding why all these people are after me. So she is going here, she is going there, it is going there, it is going there. And all of a sudden, accidentally, that rat falls down. That rat falls down, the dead rat. So all the other hawks now are following that rat. And this hawk is now free. And now it's sitting on a branch of a tree and sitting. I was thinking they are after me. But they are not after me. They were after that dead rat. Desire is that dead rat. Desire is that dead rat. Whatever you desire of this world, it will cause anxiety. So how too much of worldly desires, whether it is for money, objects, things. One sister had come to me yesterday, center sister. She is very anxious. She is very depressed. Why? Because they are not getting their center constructed. The other sister was telling, this small sister, she is very much depressed. Why? Only one reason. Because they are not getting land. No, this is a spiritual desire, sort of. I told her, whose center it is? Who is constructing it? You or he? It's your work or his work? Okay, to try for it is good thing, but she is getting depressed. She is crying whole day. So that was some new thing. It's like she was absolutely depressed. We had to put her on some tablets. That level it has reached. And that was the only reason. No other thing. Because it is not getting constructed, or many obstacles are coming in that path. Sometimes it is getting fixed and then all of a sudden everything is going haywire. Sometimes you are getting land, but sometimes suddenly some obstacle is coming. So something or something is happening. The question is, if Baba wants that you should stay in hut, why you are desiring palace? It is not the question. Seva has nothing to do with place or how much big it is. Okay, you have a retreat center. That doesn't mean that the service has started. Service, what is the service to do with the place? It has nothing to do. It is what quality of souls are coming there. That is very important factor. We are just forgetting everything. Gyan, yoga, everything is left behind. And we are just only after land, 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 land. Construction land. Construction land. Aim is what? To have a big center? Or to have a very good stage? Vistiti. What is the aim? So somewhere we are going amiss. Even in this Brahmin life, the desires, that dead rat, and so many things are chasing us. All the sorrows and anxieties and fears and sufferings. So give up that rat. Stay calm. Om Shanti.